This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, we've talked in the past about Solemtech's autonomous sprayers that can go around your field under solar power and take care of your spraying needs 24/7. However, there have been a few questions about how often the unit needs attending. Of course, we can always talk about maintenance, but the real question was, how often does the machine need to be refilled? Well, we have some new technology available from Solemtech that will answer that question very easily, coming up next.
Every detail matters when building a winning game plan. That's why the Cyclones and Hawkeyes rely on Better, Cleaner Now biodiesel to power their team buses on game day, delivering success on the field, and in the environment. Make biodiesel part of your winning game plan by visiting iasoybeans.com. Biodiesel. Grow it. Request it. Use it. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and the Soybean Checkoff.
Now, it's a fair question to ask about how much time you're going to need to spend refilling a Solemtech sprayer. Because if you're saving time by having it in the field 24/7, but you're making up that time by having to go out and refill it and tend to it all the time, are you really getting a balance? Well, Solemtech is releasing its new docking station that helps take care of some of that issue. Chris Dillard joins us to talk about what the docking station can do.
So one of the things with our autonomous sprayers that we put into fields, it doesn't carry a lot of product. It's a lightweight machine. It's solar powered. And we spend some time refilling the tanks. Mm-hmm. Over the years, we've had a lot of questions from people about putting bigger tanks on the units. And we've never went down that path. And there's a strategic reason behind that. We knew in the pipeline something that we were always working on was our docking station, and that really uncorks the power that our Solix robots have and the ability to do work in the field. What I mean by that is, today when our robots need to be refilled, they send a notification to one of our teammates who go out to the field and refill the robots. The docking station, by contrast, gives the unit the ability to auto-service itself, auto-refill. It drives up to the dock, there's a coupling system on here. This is a multi-axis coupling unit. It reaches out to the machine. They dock each other, and fluid is pumped from the docking station into the robot.
Not only does it mean the sprayer can refill itself, but it can also switch its plan of attack.
It's a modular system. We can use multiple totes with it. So in theory, we could even envision a future where the robot has the ability to select from different products available as it comes up to it. It may see in the field grasses or broadleafs or even insect problems, or a future where there's even fungus detected. And the robot needs to address those issues in a timely manner. Given those types of scenarios, we can envision a future with multiple totes. The unit comes up, can clean the tanks, grab the right product, and go back out to the field.
Before you start thinking about a machine uprising, just realize that the producer still has the final say on what the sprayer does.
These types of machines are always an ask and then respond type of scenario. And all of that happens through the phone, the mobile device. The units notify anytime they come to a stop, anytime they need to be refilled, anytime a new weed or disease or insect is identified. That gives the operator the ability to execute based on their decisions, given the right circumstances. That said, something that is kind of interesting that I'll throw into the equation is at the software layer itself, users have the ability to also add guardrails to our robots. So if rain is in the forecast or the wind conditions aren't favorable, the operator has the ability to say, I want it to only operate after X amount of hours since the last rain, or if wind is greater than 3 mph or less than 10 mph. It's very configurable. It gives the user a lot of options in how the machines operate in fields.
You can watch the full interview online at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.